the book Hebrews, part 307. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. If you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the book Israel's Rapture, which is so relevant for the time we're living in, the wars that's going on in Israel, and the revelation of how Yahweh, our Elohim, is going to save one third of Israel in the great tribulation, which is called the remnant of Israel. That is also my doctoral degree, so if you are very interested in it, there's information that you won't find in no other book in the world. You can contact me at my WhatsApp number, it's +27 international code for South Africa, 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in a study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our weekly English TikTok messages. Share this link with all your friends and those that are so dear to you. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version. Not the 1902 emphasis Rotterdam version. That is totally a corrupted Bible, because there again they have the name Yahweh, Jehovah, God, Lord, Jesus, and so you can just all the pagan gods' names back. You are so welcome. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege. We just want to get started. There's so much powerful revelation word to experience. Now I'm going to continue where we left off yesterday. I'm just going to read the scripture from the top, getting to where we are, because we are only about halfway in this first scripture. Hebrews 12 verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we as part of the bride of Yahushua, also are compassed, excited about, with so great a cloud of witnesses. And then my question was, of what do you bear witness today? Hallelujah. Again, I want to say, this is a spiritual question. A very important question. What keeps us busy every day? What are we witness of? I can preach a whole message of 2 hours just on that. What are you a witness of? A witness of church tradition, which was good for my grandfather, my father, it's good for me? No. Not when we realize that we have a revelation word by which we are supposed to live. He says, with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight. Now I say, with my fingers, of the flesh. Although we are born again, Apostle Paul says, speaking to the bride, to the Yahvists with a V, I say, you have a cloud of witness surrounding you. You have a testimony of great redemption. You have a testimony of the greatest gift, which is grace, Yahushua. Yahushua's second name is grace. We have a test, we live from it. We strive on it. We function through it every day. Hallelujah. He says, let us lay aside every weight of flesh. Now, the moment that we are born again through water and the Ruach HaKodesh, with the immersing in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin, are we still supposed to have weights of flesh and of sins. You see, what happens is, it's one thing to come to repentance. Repentance works when you hear the voice, when you hear the word, when your soul's dimension, this area here, experiencing and are be convinced by the Ruach HaKodesh that you need the blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua. That is when repentance will kick in. When you realize that you are a lost sinner without the grace of Yahushua. You know what? It's one thing to come to repentance. It is something else to be immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of your sins in His name. But it's something totally different to live in holiness. Oh, I love the part that says, be holy as I am holy. Yahushua gives us the foundation of becoming full-blood Yahwist. Be holy as I am holy. He doesn't say you are holy. He says be holy. Become holy. And that is what holiness is. Holiness takes us the rest of our lives unto the day that we will die, living in the revelation word, in holiness. Now, I've showed it with my hands before, because I can't get up from the chair here. It is if I have my hands like that, I have my eyes on the spotlight. That's my end destination. I get up in the morning, I'm walking towards my end destination, getting up, commitment for one day, completion tonight. Having my eyes set on my end time goal, commitment, completion. I just want to say, when I get up here, can I reach out and touch it? No. No, these spotlights are too far away. But if I get up for today, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment, completion, my eyes set on my end time goal every day. As long as I've completed tonight, when I go to rest, in that I was committed to today. And that is our holiness function. So it's commitment, completion, till the day I die, my eyes set on my end time goal. The day that I die, I must be able to touch my end time goal. You with me? So it's not something that's running this way. That's why the Bible says, do not worry about tomorrow. Don't send your senses, don't place your senses on everything that's above tomorrow. Yeah, in business and this type of things, you need to do planning. But we are committed for today. As long as Yahweh saves us and keeps us and guides us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Now, commitment for this day, being committed, means if there's still things in my life that I know of, which I can set off, which I can be set free of. The one thing, maybe there's things that when I came to repentance, I got rid of immediately. There's other things maybe that is a bit tighter than the first things. And as we get along, maybe I still sway here or there, or I have a bad attitude, you see what I'm getting at? This is holiness. It takes us the rest of our lives. Commitment, completion. And we need to live in holiness every day. I served Yahushua since I was 15 years old. I came to repentance. And still today, going to become 74 this year in July, if Father's will be it. Still busy with holiness. You know, you're driving down the road and suddenly the taxi swerves in front of you and stops, and your arm goes out of the car and you say, my brother, you are so blessed, you're so blessed, we nearly had an accident. No, it's not what you do. That's what you're supposed to do. But that's the flesh, you know. You're speaking to him in sign language, you know, and because you nearly made an accident. He nearly made an accident. If it wasn't that, well, for you people that's in the rest of the world, if you haven't even been to South Africa and experienced the experience of driving behind taxis, little minibuses, you won't know what we're talking about. They can go 100 kilometers an hour, and the next time, the moment it just stops. If there's somebody who wants to drop off, or somebody that you want to pick up, he just stops there, put his hazards on, and then you must brake, and then you must, a lot of things, your senses must see if you can overtake, if there's other cars, if there's cars coming, if there's, a lot of things happens. And in the meantime, you're also, your hands are also activated, and your whole motion is activated. You understand? And this is what holy, I'm giving you an example. We are never holy. We're striving towards holiness. Let us lay aside every weight of the flesh and the sins which doth so easily beset us. You're free on that, and suddenly it just jumps on you. And that's where you realize that, as the scripture says, be holy as if I am holy, for I am holy. You need to think. And let us run with patience. Let us run with patience every day of our lives. That's one that I showed, patience. I heard somebody before gave me an illustration of patience. Is that time we were still in the church, God, Lord. He says, Lord, I need patience, but please hurry up. Patience, yeah. That's where I fall short. Myself, I'm talking about myself. I'm not perfect. I need patience. We need to set off things that in any way can hinder us from living in holiness, in fulfillment, and in the sins. Let us lay aside every weight and the sins which doth so easily beset us. And let us run with patience every day of our lives. Commitment, completion, commitment, completion. Let us run this with patience every day of our life. This race of holiness. Apostle Paul compares the young fist as an athlete running the race. You need to be practiced to be an athlete. My son used to be an athlete, Jacobus. He used to be an athlete. He did sprints and also the 400. He was so good in it. Hurdles. 100 meters sprints, and he's done the 400 meter hurdles, and he was quite good. But I saw him practice daily, whether it's winter, whether it's weekday or weekend, and passionate about athletes, being an athlete. This was Apostle Paul says, we need to practice in the word daily. Set your athletes. There's not one athlete running a race that thinks that he or she will come second. They are not interested in coming second. They want to be first. Because I don't know if you know, but the guy that comes second is the first loser. They make a big thing of somebody that comes second, giving him a silver medal. He doesn't even need to get a medal or a bronze medal for third. The guy that comes second is the first loser. He and all the others behind the winner are called losers. And we don't want to be losers in the kingdom of Yahweh. And this is why Apostle Paul says, we run the race with patience. Let us lay aside every weight. When you are an athlete, you don't put weights around you to... Yeah, I've seen athletes, when they practice, they put weights on them to practice with. So when they without the weights, they're lighter. And their muscles are suddenly subtle, and it can function better. He says, let us run the race every day of your life, the race of holiness that is set before us. Commitment, completion, commitment, completion, commitment. Our eyes set on the goal before us. How long do we have to live? I don't know. Well, I can just say that the coming of Yahushua cannot occur in the next 1,230 days. Why not? Because the final covenant has not been signed, it's not been made, it's not been formed. So the covenant that President Donald Trump last year in September made with Israel and all the other 52 countries, well, that was not the covenant, the final peace covenant. Let us run with patience every day of our lives the race of holiness that's set before us as par bride of Yahushua now and 2026. We need to run this race with patience, with prayer and living the word, being a full-blooded Yahvist with a V. Let's keep our eyes focused on Yahushua, our coming King, till tomorrow morning if it's His will. Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.